Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. This man needs no introduction. You know who he is. He's the pride of Northeast Ohio. We loved him when he pitched for the Indians. He does a fantastic job as the color analyst for the Tampa Bay Rays right now. And, of course, he hosted a Brown Show at one point. He is on the Fan Hotline. He is Brian Anderson. BA, what's up?
Hey, by the way, fellas, me hosting that Browns show, has anyone ever been more miscast in a show, in a role in a show?
You're so wrong.
Paul De Podesta,
so
baby.
You're so wrong. Huh? Oh, Jeff. Wow. Ouch.
Wow, that was a little rough.
I normally wouldn't say too soon, but holy moly.
Hi, B.A.
Hello. How we doing, boys?
Well.
Good. All right, so this question's been in the back of my head since Game 7 of the World Series, right? You saw Bo Bichette's home run, right?
Yep.
Dude, he stood there for 5 or 6 seconds and watched that thing leave the ballpark.
Nasty.
And should anyone have been surprised when Jimenez got hit? Although the only reason I thought it was awesome is because it was Game 7 and they weren't going to let it go. Do you think that's why Jimenez got hit? Because I had to bring it up the next day. And they're like, I didn't really think about it. Not me, man. I was all over that.
You know, I mean, it's listen, you'd like to... That's a tough one because it is a Game 7.
I know.
However, the coincidence, you're in it to win that game. You can't get caught up in the emotions of it and then allow yourself to do something that you could end up obviously regretting down the road. I mean, you've got to play. You save that stuff for next year. So I would love to think that the teams that I've played on, in those types of situations, I would say that it was a complete coincidence.
Oh, I don't know, man. Nine hitter, couple innings later, you're back. Oh.
I know, and maybe that was the case. But most of the time, you know, guys will shoot each other looks like, hey, now's not the time. We can deal with this next year. Remember, everybody plays everybody. So it's not like, you know, they're going to dodge the Dodgers for, a couple of seasons. They're going to play next year. Now, whether that's in Toronto or L.A., you'd have to look at the schedule. They're going to play. That's when you take care of stuff like that, typically, when you're talking about a championship on the line for all time. So team I've ever played on, that would have been frowned upon, even though you feel that's the right thing to do. Maybe not in a Game 7.
I don't know, man. When I'm like, all right, awesome home run. But, dude, man, you stood there for a long time and watched that thing. You know, when you saw him standing back there, what? I'm not crazy, right? I was like, oh, God, I wonder what Brian's thinking when he's watching this.
No. You're not crazy. But you know, listen, the game has trended in that direction. You know, there is a lot more that is put up with today that would not have been when I played. I mean, and you know, old guy yelling at the clouds, fair enough. But that's how the game was played. You didn't admire like that without the idea of you can go ahead, but there are going to be repercussions. Where today, I mean, I call 150 games a year. So I've seen a lot, and I've seen a lot that I go, ooh, that would never have flown, 15 years ago. But it's a different era. It's a different game, and there's a lot more, showmanship, I guess you could say, that is in the game today than was when I played. That's just the reality of it.
B, There were so many things that happened in the game. It was so much fun, everything else. We could talk about it forever. The one thing I really want to hear what you think, Yamamoto coming back after pitching the day before and going six and then coming back and going almost three full innings. What do you think about that whole thing?
That, you know what, that's selfless, that's team first, that is, that's exactly what you want your team to be comprised of, players like that. And it's really funny because I did a show the next day, or I'm sorry, not the next day, before game seven. And that idea came up. You know, they were talking about, you know, what do you do with, you know, Ohtani, and how do you, you know, he's got to start, right? Because if he doesn't start, he comes in the game later, you lose the DA, you know, all the different ramifications of when you're going to use Ohtani on the mound, if you're going to use Ohtani on the mound. And it got me thinking about my, you know, I shouldn't say my, our game seven with the Diamondbacks. And, you know, Randy Johnson, remember, he started game six, and we blew the Yankees out that game, but he went seven innings and was over 100 pitches. I'm not sure how far over, but he was over 100. Seven innings, 100-plus pitches. And then, of course, in game seven, who comes in to get the final four outs, you know, to end up, you know, shutting down the victory that we had, you know, in game seven, the comeback win? Randy Johnson. He comes back in the very next day and goes an inning and a third, which was all he was asked to do. I'm sure if he had to go longer, he would have. Same kind of a idea. These guys, they understand that you know, maybe not in the Dodgers case, but certainly it could be any team, because that was the first repeat, you know, World Series champion since we knocked off the Yankees in 01. That was the year the Yankees were going for four in a row, and we knocked them off in 01. There had not been a repeat champion since then. In the previous 24 seasons before this year, there were 16 different champions out of the 24 years. Now, like Boston, I think won four times, but never back to back. The Giants won those three, but it was every other year. And so guys realize, I may only get one shot at this. This might be it. And so they're willing to do whatever it takes. You know what? You want to be sore? You want to be tired? Be tired in the off season. By the way, that off season starts in about 20 minutes. So, you know, you get guys that sell out and do things like that. And it's just, it's awesome. It's awesome stuff you would never see in the regular season. Guys go above and beyond when that championship is on the line. So to see him come out and do what he did, it reminded me of Randy in 01, and that's just what championship teams and championship players do.
That's really cool. Brian Anderson joining us. As I watched the series, and I'm probably misguided on this, I kept thinking, the Guardians aren't as far away maybe as we thought they are. Because of the young rotation, strong bullpen, which they've had and they continue to always have. And I thought, I hate the offense, but if they can find, and don't yell at me, BA, if they can find three bats, this team could maybe make some noise next year. Are they close in your estimation, or am I hallucinating, or is three bats way too much to ask for?
Well, I was going to say this. If your conclusion is they need three bats, then they're not close.
Okay, all right.
Finding three bats finding a bat is a big deal.
I mean, you could swing it at Geneva, man. Come on.
Well, listen, I could swing it at Geneva, and I swung it a little bit at Wright State, and I hit about $140 in the big leagues. So I don't think, and that's with having a pretty good idea every at bat what I was going to get. You know, I always marvel at these superstar hitters, you know, guys like Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Shohei Ohtani, just go right down the list, that they go up there. Now, do they have an idea of how a particular pitcher might attack them? Sure they do. But if you're a pitcher in the National League, like I was, going up at bat, how many guys are going to be ripping off sliders, curveballs, and splits to me right out of the gate? I know I'm going to see fastballs. So I have a pretty good idea what I'm going to see, and I'm still not getting a whole lot done with it. And then I think about these guys who have no idea what the sequence is going to be each and every at bat, although a lot of times they do because of past history, scouting reports, all that stuff. But they're getting every trick in the book thrown at them, and they're still hitting 300, driving in 100, hitting 35, 40 homers. It blows my mind that they can do that, facing pitching that they don't know what's coming, where back when I played, I had a real good idea that the first pitch is going to be a fastball. I mean, not always. You know, I saw some wrinkles here and there and some splits, and that's fine. But for the most part, you had a pretty good idea what was coming, and you're still hitting the .130. So, you know, it kind of blows you away. But yeah, it's you know, it was a great series. I think that it does give teams hope because I don't think anybody at the beginning of the year. I know the Blue Jays always have high expectations, but they always have seemed to underperform. But this year they had a different mix. You think about a guy like Addison Barger. You think about Varsho, his defense, scrappiness in center field. What about Ernie Clement, former Clevelander?
Yep.
You know, look what he was able to do. This team did a great job of, they had their star power, Guerrero Jr., you know, they have all those guys, but they put the ball in play better than anybody in Major League Baseball. They had competitive at-bats. They did the little things. They played scrappy, and quite frankly, in my opinion, they played the perfect series to knock off the Dodgers and still couldn't do it. That's the thing. They could not have played that series much better, much cleaner than they did, and it still wasn't enough against that juggernaut from out west.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me throw this one at you. Let's change gears to the Browns for a second. Will the Browns offense look any better with Tommy Rees calling the plays over Kevin Stefanski? Your thoughts on that?
I'm interested to see. I am not holding out any shred of hope at all. The offense is to watch it is painful. It's painful. You know, Dylan Gabriel, again, all I see are 6-yard curls, 6-yard outs, swing passes, tunnel screens. There's nothing down the field at all. There's not a real threat down the field. He doesn't have a lot of time to go down the field. I don't know. It's abysmal watching that offense. I do like watching the young running backs when they touch the football because they can make some special things happen. But when you've got an offense that cannot stretch the field at all, they cannot stretch the field. How easy is that for a defensive coordinator? He can almost play his normal defense as if it was a goal line defense. You know, when you get down to the goal line, yes, guess what? The passing windows get a little tighter because these defenders don't have to cover over their head. Everything is condensed and it's right in front of them. Well, that's how you could play the Browns offense anywhere on the field. So it makes it real tough. It makes it real tough because nobody, there's not a defensive coordinator in the country that is afraid of the Browns beating them over the top, taking the lid off, whatever the catchphrase is of today. They don't do it. They can't do it. So they become very, very easy to defend. And it's awful to watch.
All right, so three bats means you're not close and you don't like Tommy Rees and that whole thing. Thanks, B.A.
Time out. I'm not saying I don't like him. I will be really interested to see what changes, if anything, but I think that what we've seen, since Dylan Gabriel has taken over, you've seen everything's up in front. Meanwhile, I flip over to the Bengals game, and granted, they're playing touch football on the other side of the field, but Joe Flacco is just lighting people. It's 470 yards last week.
470.
470.
Yeah.
470. And I watched that game, and he's making those stupid throws that he made in Cleveland that you're like, I mean, just unbelievable. Now, like I said, the defense is killing him. That Cincinnati defense is, again, I've watched their games since he's taken over at quarterback, and that defense is abysmal. And it's obviously cost them a couple of wins. They scored 80-plus points in the last two games, and they've lost both of them.
That's not good.
That's tough to do.
Yeah.
That's tough to do.
All righty, B.A. Thank you. We appreciate you. You're a good man. Yeah. By the way, do you like the Browns over the Jets this week or no?
Oh, please. Right? They have to win.
Yes, they do.
They do. I do. I think they're going to win.
Okay.
They're going to win.
All right, well, they're
going to win. They'll get that third win. We'll see where they take it from there. But, yes, I have them beating the Jets.
Very good. Very good, my friend. Goodbye, Brian. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Brian.
All right. See you.
Brian Anderson, super friend of the show, breaking it all down with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.